Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us here today. We have some very welcoming festivities today, and capping off what has been one of the best weeks in the recent history of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Before we get started, I would like to introduce a few of our guests. First, our owner, Shad Khan, Jaguars General Manager, Dave Caldwell, Head Coach, Gus Bradley, the CEO of the Fulham Football Club, Alistair McIntosh, the Manager of the Fulham Football Club, Martin Yall, and the Captain of the Fulham Football Club, Breda Hangalan. And finally, our Mayor, Mayor Alvin Brown. Thanks for joining us today, Mayor. It was just over a week ago that Shad closed on the purchase of Fulham Football Club. This makes Shad the only person who owns 100% of a National Football League franchise and 100% of a Premier League club. It underlines how special and how ambitious and the vision that Shad has. The auto parts industry has known that for quite some time, and the world of global sports may learn that very quickly. This is obviously our first time back in Jacksonville since the announcement, and I know I speak for Shad on thanking Jaguar fans for the enthusiastic response to the news last week. And just as important, welcoming Fulham Football Club and its supporters to our family. We were in London last Saturday for the announcement and closely followed the reaction here, and it was sensational. Not surprising, but great to see and experience the reaction here from afar. So please, let me introduce the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mr. Shad Khan.
Thank you, Mark. So first, I'd like to personally say hello to the staff and supporters of Fulham, who may be watching us online in London. In fact, Fulham has a global following, so greetings to all of Fulham fans, wherever you might be. I have to echo what Mark said. I am absolutely delighted, pleased to see the excitement we had in Jacksonville over our Fulham announcement last week, and I want to thank everyone for the kind words and the support we've received from everybody here in Jacksonville. The Fulham opportunity happened very quickly, and I was fortunate to really have a strong team here at the Jaguars to help me complete the deal, and I'm deeply grateful to Mark and Kelly, Mega, and some of the other people here who really helped us complete the deal very, very quickly. It was also a privilege for me to meet and get to know Mr. Mohammed Al-Fayed, whose ownership of Fulham Football Club has been nothing less than remarkable. My time with him during the past month, really, I would definitely count that as one of the highlights of my life. I'll be grateful to him for the trust he's put in me as we really take Fulham Football Club through its next chapter as a beloved and a historic club. I was also very pleased to meet Alistair McIntosh, the CEO of Fulham Football Club, last week, and he is a man who's worked very hard and discreetly to help bring this transaction to a successful close. So thank you, Alistair. Yes, thank you very much. I enjoyed meeting the Fulham staff following the announcement, and the people there felt very much at home. I mean, the people there are very much like the Jaguars staff and the team we have here. They're passionate about their jobs and they love their team. So the only regret I had last week in London was to leave without an opportunity to meet Martin and or really the team captain, Breda. They had left the club earlier in the week for a series of friendlies against professional clubs in Costa Rica, and so far, so good. We won 3-0 on Sunday and 3-1 on Wednesday, and one more match to play tomorrow. So I'll be joining the club tomorrow in Costa Rica for a match. But I couldn't wait to meet Martin and Bretta, so they are here with us today. So I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome both of them to Jacksonville, Martin and Bretta, and wish them the best as we start the 13th season in the Barclays Premier League. So with that, please help me welcome the manager of Fulham Football Club, Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Khan, and thank you for a warm welcome over here. It was even better than we ever imagined. We had a look at the stadium. It was fantastic. The dressing rooms were so big that I can imagine that Bredde Hangeland would try to swap clubs, because our cottage could easily fit in the dressing room from Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm delighted that Mr. Khan showed that passion and showed that passion for football, because that is important, I think. He's got great ambitions for us to achieve, and that was an important thing, especially for the players and the manager. A link with the Jacksonville Jaguars is probably one of the most important things, because I feel that Mr. Khan was here already in 2012 when he started, and he would like to do the same with us. So we would like to be successful hand in hand, and I think that is 100% must, and we will try to achieve that for him. I'd like to thank Mr. El-Fayed, because Mr. El-Fayed was a fantastic chairman. Without him, we wouldn't be here in this position, and we wouldn't be in the position in the league where we are. When he started, we were probably in the lowest division, and after 4 years, we were in the Premier League. As you know, the Premier League is one of the biggest, and in my opinion, probably the best footballing league in the world. With all over the world, and I've heard that there is 200 or 300 million watchers over here. American football is big. But our football, there will be over a billion watchers watching us. So that is great, you know, to have Mr. Khan and us try to be successful, and I know that he wants us to do well, and that is a fantastic feeling. I would like to thank you again, and I would like to introduce you to my fantastic captain from Fulham Football Club, not only from the first team, but the club captain as well, Mr. Bredde Hangeland. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin. Let me begin by thanking Mr. Khan and everyone here in Jacksonville for your wonderful hospitality here today. From the moment we arrived today, we have been made to feel extremely welcome, and we are grateful for that. And Martin, you're right about the dressing rooms. You're right. I've been so impressed by the facilities here. Now, as club captain of Fulham Football Club, let me take this opportunity to speak on behalf of the playing squad in welcoming Mr. Khan and all his team to Fulham Football Club, what we call the Fulham family. I'm sure we will have a very exciting future ahead. As many of you will know, we are currently in Costa Rica for our pre-season training camp. And I must say that last weekend's announcement has been greeted with a lot of positivity and excitement. So we're all really looking forward to the future together. We are only a few weeks away from the start of the new Barclays Premier League season. I think it's one of the best sporting competitions in the world. And we are very much looking forward to sharing the experience and the journey with you, our new American friends. So we are going to try and work as hard as we can to make the next campaign a memorable one. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. As Shad noted in his letter to season ticket holders, sponsors, and community leaders last weekend, the Jaguars and Fulham will operate independently, but will share their strengths and best practices where appropriate. In short, it's business as usual here at Everbank, as well as in southwest London at Craven Cottage. The Jaguars and Fulham and their fans each have great reason to be optimistic, and collectively, we're going to have a lot of fun. But for another reason, today is a great day for the Jaguars and Jacksonville community. Shad, as you know, has made it clear that he intends to build Jacksonville and the Jaguars into a global brand. And the baseline of that vision is the home games we will play in London, one game during each of the next four seasons. The Jaguars' commitment to London is vitally important to achieving our goal of maximizing our local revenues, which in turn will strengthen our franchise here in Jacksonville today and into the future. Shad's full-time commitment to Fulham Football Club will raise our profile in London, and that will benefit the Jaguars in Jacksonville in ways we couldn't have imagined as recently as just a few months ago. And while there should be no doubt that this will be our first public opportunity since the Fulham announcement to reinforce Shad's total commitment to Jacksonville, evidence of that was clear last month when we announced the partnership with the City of Jacksonville on $63 million in improvements to Everbank Field, highlighted by the new fan area in the north end zone and the largest scoreboards in the world. That project is... And it's been wonderful to share the same commitment to Jacksonville that our Mayor Alvin Brown has. So thank you very much, Mayor. In short, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Fulham Football Club are each in excellent hands.